Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is the 3rd of November 2025. I want to talk today about three refreshed resources that we've put into the MSP Marketing Edge portal, and they are all insanely great tools. If you're not using them already, please jump on these today. All three of them are like one-off setup. You do it once and then you benefit from them again and again and again. So the first of them is our IT services buyer's guide. So this is a great tool. The concept of this is it's a way of telling ordinary business owners or managers how to buy an MSP, so how to choose the right MSP for them. And the beautiful thing about this is in doing so, in being the person who teaches an ordinary business owner or manager how to pick an MSP, you automatically take on the mantle of being the tech expert. So the chances of someone wanting to talk to you because you've educated them about how to pick an MSP are pretty high. Does that make sense? So we've got this full IT services buyer's guide. We do two different versions of it. So we have a full version and we have like a cut down version. We actually have UK and US versions of it as well. And this year we've introduced three different designs. So three brand new designs. So if you've used this before and you want a design refresh, go and have a look at it. And I'll give you the URL to find it in a second. But the idea is that you go through it. There's minimal amounts of work you need to do. You just sort of go through it, fill in your details where some text is highlighted in yellow, where you need to just put in your MSP's name, contact details, that kind of stuff. There are optional pages to put on there, testimonials, case studies, that kind of stuff. But you can take those pages out if you don't want to do that. And the idea is you get this buyer's guide ready, and it's deliberately dated as the 2026 buyer's guide because you want people to feel that it's the most up-to-date information. And we do update it every single year. I think it's about 4 years old now. We've updated it every single year. AI is obviously the thing that's changing the most every single year at the moment. And I think Windows 10 has also been, the end of life has been reflected in that this year. I say I think because we've been working on this for about 4 months. It takes us about 4 months every year to do all the different versions of it. Anyway, what I recommend you do is that you put it on your website and they can download it without needing to enter any contact details. So there's no gate on it. The reason we recommend this is because the more people you get this in front of, the better. So the only people who would be ready to read something like an IT services buyer's guide are those people who are nearly ready to switch MSPs. When they're in the research phase, they will want this and they may read it. So get it in their hands, print off copies of it, take copies to every single prospect meeting, take copies to every networking meeting, put it in your impact box, hand it over with proposals. I promise you, it's one of the most insane tools that you can use. So you can find that in the portal. I think it's in tools in the navigation, or just go to portal.mspmarketingedge.com/buyer's guide. Now, hand in hand with the buyer's guide is something called Email Hijack, which is a book. So this is a fictitious book about a business owner who suffers a business email compromise attack and loses £24,000 or dollars, depending whether you're accessing the UK or the US version. And the idea behind Email Hijack is it's complementary to the buyer's guide. So this is something you would use as like a data capture. You would gate this. So do use this for data capture. Do ask people to put their email address in to get it. But again, we've just redesigned it. So the content is the same, but we've redesigned it to match up to the buyer's guide. So you can now have your buyer's guide and your Email Hijack looking exactly the same with three brand new designs, which is really cool. And the idea behind that is, early on in their journey, they might read this because it's not telling them how to buy an MSP. It's not even a technical guide. It's very much written as an ordinary story that anybody would find interesting. And it would kind of make them realize, my email is actually a place where that's where criminals can get in. So again, that's in tools in the portal, or just go to portal.mspmarketingedge.com/email-hijack. And then the third one to mention, and this is actually just for our US members because it relates to an IRS tax law in the United States. It's a Section 179 campaign. So again, we've been doing this 3 or 4 years. We've just refreshed it for 2025. It's a special tax loophole, a legal one, where the US government allows you to write off the cost of investment in your business in this tax year. So that's all hardware and some software. It's really more of a hardware thing as far as you're concerned. But we've put together a marketing campaign for you and just updated it for 2025. And the idea is that you use it to influence your existing clients and also your prospects, and it just gets you to start a conversation with them. So the conversation that you start is about, hey, spend some money. You've got to spend this money. Spend this by the deadline, which is December the 31st. And the whole point of this, whether they spend hardware or not, is it gets you having a conversation with people. And that's all you want, right? Once you're having a conversation with people, the chances of them spending money with you go up dramatically. So you've got some resources for that. There's a follow-up campaign. There's a follow-up, like some emails. There's a phone script as well. And again, that's in the portal. I think that's in the campaigns tab in portal, or you can just go to portal.mspmarketingedge.com/section179. Now, if you've got any questions about those, please just email me and my team. Our email address is hello@mspmarketingedge.com. A couple of things to tell you as well. A week today, so the 10th of November, we've got new content coming. So we're releasing our content for December. How is it already that we're releasing December's content? That's crazy. In terms of direct support, I do a drop-in marketing clinic normally most Tuesdays and Thursdays. The next one is tomorrow, the 4th of November, and you can find the details of that. It's in the portal under support, or just go to portal.mspmarketingedge.com/clinic. Also, we've got a Munch and Learn this Thursday. So it's like a lunch and learn, but I call it a Munch and Learn because of all the different time zones we operate in. And it's actually a really cool one. It's about a cybersecurity webinar. So I'm going to give you some PowerPoints for a cybersecurity webinar that you can copy, and it's something that you can use to warm up your prospects. You could even use it with your clients if you wanted to, but I'm going to explain everything about it, how to put it on, how to fill a webinar, and as I say, we've got some PowerPoints for you as well, and that's coming up this Thursday. You can see the details for that in the portal. I think that's under support, or you just go to portal.mspmarketingedge.com/munch. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.